Exercise change.
So I'd just like to touch on the exercise motivation change cycle that we've got up on the site at the moment. So in your opinion, what would be the benefits of understanding this cycle for those wanting to make a change around exercise?
Yeah, look, I think the cycle works very well because, again, if you think about if the status quo is a position of, you know, potentially some activity, because most people are doing some activity in the day, but probably maybe not enough. So it's the whole thing around, you know, exercise and nutrition and things like that. So, you know, stuff into your body, stuff out, you know, are we going to burn it or what? So, and again, the idea actually, what is the triggery? And I think it is useful to think about what's the trigger event. Like, what's going to be the thing that will shift someone's behaviour? Now, my cigarette smoking, it's interesting. I say I gave up on New Year's Eve, and people say, oh, New Year's resolution. I say, no, it was the day I buried my dad. And so from that point of view, that it just happened to coincide, we buried him on New Year's Eve. And I said to my children, actually, your granddad lived to a good age of 89. I want to be around to that age to see you grow and be adult. So that was actually a very different decision. It wasn't actually about New Year's resolution. It wasn't about being healthy and all that stuff. It was, ultimately. But it was actually about actually wanting a deeper value. So finding... See, I think that idea, and so trigger events are interesting, and again, what's uniquely everybody's trigger event, I think that's the interesting thing. So what would trigger, and we can ask people, what would be a trigger event for you that actually might get you thinking about this stuff? Now, of course, ambivalence is the killer of change, isn't it? We know that. So when I'm ambivalent about something, then the chances are, you know, I'm going to get stuck there. Good place to visit, you wouldn't want to live there. So, you know, I guess that's the kind of issue. So beginning to think about, and I think what this model, and I think the key bit about this model is that deciding and preparing. You've just got to make that call. When you've got information, because thinking about change is actually getting good information about what would work for me. And I said that earlier, that's really what would work for me in my life, not what's going to work for you or work for somebody else, what's going to work for me in my life. And then actually you just got to decide and then start getting ready. And I think the mistake that people sometimes make is that they take action, they go full out. You know, they go to the gym and they're pulling weights that actually are really dangerous to their body.
So 0 to 100.
Well, what about starting, you know, get your trainer wheels on, you know, get into the routine and do stuff that actually is going to be within your ability. Because the worst thing is you go full out, You get too tired, you get, you know, you hurt a muscle, and then of course you've lost it. So the idea of actually building and stuff in a way that's thoughtful, that's where sometimes just having some support of others.
Can I just ask you, would you say that in general, the faster you start, the faster you're likely to fall off? Or the more full on you are, like you just said?
I think that's a risk. I think it's a real risk. And I think that... you know, we want runs on the board. You know, we are immediately becoming much more immediately gratified as a society. So, you know, do I take some steroids to get bigger muscles, or do I pull some weights over a longer period of time? Well, it's a choice. You know, I know what I'd rather do.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather take a longer term view because I don't actually, you know, reap my body with junk. So, you know, so that's a kind of, that's a challenge. It's a decision that people might well make. So we often want quick fixes to situations, but the bottom line is lifestyle change is really about, it's for the long term, it's for the long haul. So I would say start thoughtfully, but don't go full out.
Right, and that happens, that thoughtfulness happens in the thinking about change stage and the deciding and preparing stage.
And if you think about what you said before, I suspect that for many people, they've actually been around this cycle, haven't they? So,
yeah, sure.
You know, they've done the maintain stuff for a while, then I've slipped back. And so they'll know. If I ask you, someone will say, how'd you do this last time? And they'll say, oh, yep, I got a gym membership and I went hell for leather. And then, you know, and they'll tell me the story often of falling away from it. So, again... The question I would want to be asking is, so what would be different this time? What would work for you this time in a way to actually make this a longer-term, more sustainable change?
Great. So having a reasonable understanding of this model is going to, I guess, firstly allow you to be more thoughtful about the changes you're making and will better prepare you for any hurdles that you face along the way.
I think so. And of course, you know, we all know that maintaining change or maintaining action in terms of the model is the hardest bit. Really. Well, there's lots of bits that are hard, but actually maintaining, because that's stuff around actually, you know, we can all slip back into behaviour.
It's about making that transition to a deeper level of commitment and really aligning what you're doing with who you believe you are as a person and the things you value in life.
That's right, and having a plan B as
And
well,
maybe make sure.
and maybe plan C, you know, so those for those moments when things don't go the way, so you kind of anticipate, because life is sometimes unpredictable.